It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
King of kings, the Lord of lords. Worship the Ancient of Days. Worship the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come. Bless his holy name, bless his holy name, bless his holy name. Bless the Almighty God. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Give him all adoration. Bless his holy name. He's worthy to be praised, worthy to be adored. He has done marvelous things. Glorify his holy name. He had saved souls. He had healed by the thousands. He has set the captives free. He has made our joy full. Praise him. Magnify his holy name. It's worthy to be praised. Praise him. There's no one like him. He's a King of kings, the Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the Ancient of Days. Praise him. Praise him. Magnify his holy name. There's no one like him. Please praise him. Adore him. Lift him high. Magnify his holy name. He's Jehovah El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Raha. Magnify his holy name. Oh yes, praise him. Praise him. He's worthy of our praise. Worthy of all adoration. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Praise him. Praise him forever and ever. Praise him. Blessed, blessed, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed, blessed, blessed be your name, O Lord. Lord, we will just keep on praising you. You're holy, you're good, you are kind, you're wonderful, you're glorious, you're mighty. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. We lift you high. We adore you. We exalt you, Lord. Be thou exalted, O Lord. Let your glory fill the whole earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. What a great God you are. What a great God you are. What a great God you are. Thank you, my Father. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we worship.
You are
high and lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Ale, 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 hallelujah. You are high and lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Ale, 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 hallelujah. You are high and lifted up. There is no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jehovah, oh, you are the most high. Hallelujah, oh, you are the most high God. Jehovah, you are the most high. Hallelujah. things you are the most high. Hallelujah. Lord of lords, you are the most high. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to bless your name. We can never thank you enough. You've been extremely good to us. You've been very wonderful. Very wonderful. Very, very wonderful. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Lord, accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you till we see you in glory. Thank you for the Father. Thank you for the Son. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the angels. Thank you for everyone. Glory be to your name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, Father, let the fire fall. Almighty God,
oh Lord, Mary,
let the fire of the Holy Spirit fall. At the end of everything, take all the glory. Give us even more blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If your cup of joy is going to overflow tonight, shout hallelujah.
Bi ago ayo re yo fa ko akwo sile ni ale yi ke hallelujah.
There's so much to say about this, but that's not the topic for tonight.
Opo nkan lo wa ta le so nipa yi amo eleyi kon ni koko.
Let me just drop one thing in your spirit so that you will know how crucial this point is. In every verse that you find in Genesis referring to the days,
it
kept on saying, and the evening and the morning, the first day, and the evening, and the morning, the second day, and so on.
Bello, so, nichi se telepe, acha chale, acho wuro, osi di, jao jokini, acha chale, acho wuro, osi jao jokeji, ati be bello.
The days of God always started in the evening.
Awa jo luwa.
When God wants to do something really, really great, it starts in the evening, and then the morning, and then we call it a day.
But Lord, my best you go, so to be lopo lopo, it's a long man better. We near shall ati ni ouro, ap ni ojokon.
Anyway, we have the whole of next year to learn about these things.
You go better.
And I advise you one more time, don't miss the Holy Ghost services next year because there is a new anointing.
Amen.
I was discussing with my daddy concerning what happened on Wednesday. I said, Daddy, thank you for visiting us. But you came on us so suddenly that unbelievers might misunderstand. You did not give me an inkling of what was coming. He said, I didn't. Oh, you mean you didn't notice? I'm sorry, Daddy. Could you explain?
Baba, Emma Bino, Shale Shalaye.
I said, in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, when I want to do something special, what is the normal sign?
Ani, ni joy rapada yi, ti mo ba fe so wu pataki kan, kini ami ti ma fun yin te fi mo pe mo fe so won la.
Ah, I said, one way or the other, a baby boy will be born that day.
Mo ni, lona kan bi omiran, a o bi omo okunrin ni ojo na.
He said, and in the reports you got for Wednesday.
Ani, ninu ifitoni leti te ododo yin ni ojo Wednesday.
How many boys were born?
Omo okunrin melo ni won bi gan?
Seven.
Meje ni.
Seven boys in one day.
Omo okunrin meje ni ojo kan.
Brethren, what happened on Wednesday is going to take us to an absolutely new height.
Amen. Eyin ara o to sele ni ojo Wednesday. Daju yo gbe wa lo si ipele to ga.
Those of you who are part of it, congratulations.
Iye yin ta wa ni bi ta ni pa ninu e mo ki ko rire.
Those of you who are not here, no problem. You will be able to partake of it during the coming Holy Ghost services.
Eyin ta ti si bi gba na.
Because of time, I don't want to spend too much time talking about the miracles of the sixth day. But it was the sixth day that God made man in his own image. The implication of that is that beginning from now, every day you'll be changed to the image of God from glory to glory.
Amen. Itumo ati daniloju eleyi ohun ni pe lati ojo di ojo la o ma pa o larada lati nu ogo de nu ogo.
He said unto them that sixth day God said to man, have dominion.
Ne ojo kefa olorun so fun awon menio pe e ma se sakoso.
From today
lati oni lo
you're going to have dominion.
E ma se sakoso.
That sixth day he blessed man.
Ne ojo kefa yi ni o bukun eniyan.
And the blessings of the Almighty God is coming upon you today in Jesus name.
Ebukun olorun Olodumare yo si bale oloni.
That alone might be more than anything else.
Because
whomsoever God has blessed, nobody can curse him. So beginning from today, curses will never Amen. Come your way again.
Amen.
And what did he say to them in the blessing? He said, be fruitful and multiply. You will be fruitful. You will multiply. And then he said, replenish the earth. There is somebody here today who's going to become a blessing to the whole world.
Amen.
And then when God finished the work on the first day, he said, and God saw that it was good. The second day, and God saw that it was good. The third day, and God saw that it was good. The fourth day, and God saw that it was good. And the fifth day, and God saw that it was good. But the sixth day, the Bible said, and God saw that it was very good. Beginning from now, everything that has to do with you, we have the signature of God saying, very good.
Amen. Amen. Yo ni ifowo si o ja Olorun pe o dara lapo.
Now why do we have the anointing service?
Eredi isi ife oroyan ni.
When the disciples discovered that at long last the Lord was risen from the dead,
nigbata won beyin ti won sawari pe ni beyin beyin Oluwa jide kuro ninu oku.
After he has shown himself to them by two so many infallible proofs that I'm the one, touch me, let's eat together,
nigbata ti fara re han wo ni orisi orisi ona ti ko se se ke eniyan se alaigbagbo pe emi ni e fowo kan mi e ja je opo.
The disciples were excited.
Ori awon beyin ya.
Ah, now we have a new song to sing.
Yes, this is a new ritual lati ko.
We will go out and tell those people the Lord is alive.
Amen. Alo asaba eniyan ye pe Oluwa nbe laye.
All those people who thought that we are defeated, we will show them our Lord is alive.
Awon to duro pe o ti tan fun wa won ti luwa bole a so fun pe Oluwa wa o be laye.
They are in trouble now, we will show them that our king is alive.
Won ko jogbo bayi a so fun pe oba wa be laye.
And the Lord said to them in Luke 24 verse 49.
Oluwa ti wa so fun won ninu iwe Luke 24:49 ese kokodini adata.
Luke 24:49.
Iwe Luke 24:49 ese kokodini adata.
He said, hold it, hold it, hold it.
Edro no.
Don't go anywhere.
I might still love you, Coco.
No. You can't go yet.
Oh, Choco, it's too Coco. Let it love you, Coco.
Wait till you have been endued with power.
Edro, titi chao fifi agbara woyi. Let you okay, wa.
You have a new song you want to sing. And you want to run away. Don't do it that way. There's only one language that the enemy understands. It's the language of violence. And that violence must be backed up with power. You go out, you want to sing a new song? The devil is going to ask you to shut up. And unless you have the power from on high, it will cause you even to doubt that you truly have a new song. But if you have the power, if you are endued with the power from on high, as you are going to be tonight, when the devil asks you to shut up, you say, devil, you are the one who will shut up. You will tell the devil, you don't know who you are dealing with. I'm not the same man who went to the Congress. I'm a different person returning. Somebody will receive power tonight.
Amen.
I say someone will receive power tonight. That's why the Lord said to the disciples, he said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Then you will be witnesses unto me. Don't go out to say a word until you have received power.
That is all going teaching of it, Barbara.
The language of control, the language of dominion, the language of greatness is the language of power.
We want Nipo.
Why do you think politicians spend so much money to get power?
Kile
Because they know if you have power, you can get anything else. Light never goes out in Aso Rock. There's never water shortage in any of the government houses. And it doesn't matter who you are, if the governor is coming, you have to get out of the way.
Why?
Because he's in power. Let me hear somebody say power.
Power.
Call it as if it is real power. That's the icing on the cake that you must get before you go.
That's
the purpose of this anointing service. When it comes on you, power comes. So you can go from here and tell the whole world about Jesus with boldness. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, Acts 4 13, the Bible says when they beheld the boldness of Peter and John,
Peter,
and they knew they were ignorant men.
They
took note that they had been with Jesus. When you get back home, and people notice the boldness with which you witness. When you tell me, hey, you think you can survive without Jesus? You are wasting your time. It will not be long before they say, Where did she go? What happened to this boy? What happened to this girl? Oh, he went to the Congress. That's why he's now singing a new song. So shall it be in Jesus' name. You need power to uproot every eternal enemies that may want to slow you down. There are enemies waiting at home saying, go, you will meet us here. But when you get home,
amen,
one of your first prayers is, in this house, every plant that my father did not plant, I uproot.
Amen. Oh my God, Baba,
in this office, every worker that is not planted here by the Most High God, I uproot.
And
may I say on behalf of all of you, beginning from now, every plant that God did not plant in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I uproot.
Amen.
Every You need power to uproot every gospel resisting obstacles.
Latifa gbogbo awu maja lo to wa fun irere lati pa motu.
Every sorcerer, every witch, every demonic whatever that will want to say stop, don't preach the gospel, hey, with power we will uproot them all.
Amen. Gbogbo awu so gbogbo awu aje gbogbo awu elebologun to be so pe ah e o le wa sirere.
The devil does not understand, please. Please leave me alone. He will say, no, I want to stay with you. Go to another house. It's comfortable here. God help me now. I can't you see me and this devil? But when you say to the devil, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus, move. And he notices in your voice that this voice is different. this is the voice of someone who wants to sing a new song. When you say move, you say take it easy now. I'm going, but I mean you have to shout. Let somebody say, devil, move!
Devil, move!
Give the Lord a big round of applause. Thank you, my Father. You need power. To give to the unbelievers signs and wonders.
Let it be.
Word of God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. You can't continue as an ordinary Christian. You need power. That's what you need. Many of us read all kinds of books now. When I listen to some preachers on television, I just wonder.
If
change everything to just mere philosophy.
What is young father?
You can do it, man. You can do it, man. You can't do it, man, without power. Christianity is a religion of power. The Bible says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. The Bible says Jesus came unto them and said, all power. In heaven and on earth had been given unto me. And he said, go ye therefore. Because all power has been given unto me, go ye therefore in this power into all the nations. Many of you want power. As my father lives, you get it tonight.
Amen.
I've told you the story before.
What is it?
We're coming from Ilesha to Ibadan.
And we were standing on our own at a road junction, far from the road.
As he duro ni ikorita ko ajina si opopona.
The driver was coming at a horrible speed.
Abakoko o se wa ko bo pelu oju eni didi.
I just lost control.
Jo mo mo ibi to lo mo
and crashed into us.
Pelu oruwa loluwa
and dragged us almost into the gully. But the Lord stopped the action. And then the police came. And they saw clearly that we were absolutely in the right and this fellow was absolutely in the wrong. And they have already drawn the whatever they need to draw to say, yeah, this is the situation, so this man will have to repair our vehicles, etc.,
etc.
But then the driver moved close to the policeman. He said, I'm the driver of Chief So-So-So. There is something called holy anger. that holy anger rose. So I called him. Officer. In every man's life, there is always a last assignment. I said, please. No. You are in the right. This man is wrong. I'm taking him into custody. Let somebody say, Power! You are going to receive power tonight. You need power in order to be able to carry joy to your cities. It was only when Philip had power that he could go into Samaria and he brought joy to the whole city.
You
can't just go and sing for yourself. We've learned that from now we are going to live for others. We're not here at this Congress just to be blessed and then that's the end of it. No. We want to go and change our cities, change our states, change our nation. That's what we are going to do. That's our new song.
Ah, what's it been, Nico? Let it go, Cory. Let it go, Dora. Because check back. Kialo. Let it ye. Let it go. Sorry, let it go.
Very soon they will say of us who came to this Congress, the world changers have come.
Because
when light comes, darkness has to give. Every evil force in our villages and towns will have to pack their loads and go and live in the desert.
Amen.
You need power to pray effective prayers. The kind of prayers that will shake the ground. The reason many of us don't pray as much as we ought to is because we don't see manifestations.
But
things are going to change
now. Amen.
Some of us have become so distant from divine manifestation that when we see them now, we even get scared.
Larawa, ati loji no rere. Si paro agbara toke wa. Te gbe igba ta ba wa ri won nisin, ise lo ma da wa niji.
I remember the first time the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship had a program in Sheraton Hotel.
Moro ti ba koko ti awon oloko wo ro aje Christiani ti won ni ipade akoko ni Sheraton Hotel.
And a man fell under the power of the Holy Spirit. They called for the ambulance. they thought the man fainted. Some of us, you don't seem to remember that the Bible said that on the day of Pentecost, the people were like drunk men. They were drunk in the wine of the Holy Spirit. Some of us have seen God in action. Some of us have seen a situation. One of my sons here can testify. We were having a Bible study at the backyard of a professor at the University of Ibadan. And then the rain came.
Oh, does it?
And everybody wanted to run. I said, you wait. Rain? You are free to rain everywhere. Except this compound. Until I finish my study. It rained everywhere. It remained dry where we were. You are going to see great things now.
Amen.
I think it was 1983 or so when we went to Abeokuta for a congress.
Open in 1983,
yes. I've just given the first talk.
I just saw
and I gave the altar call. And just as people were about to come, the rain wanted to start. Rain? You are suspended. And the rain remained suspended until 4 days later. When we were about to leave, a son of Abeokuta came and said, Daddy, you are going, please release the rain.
How
many of you want power? Open your mouth and say, power! Say it one more time, power!
Hallelujah.
In October,
there
was a program that I was to attend in a place called Colorado Springs in America.
Colorado, America.
And they told me, it could be cold in that place in October. I said, I see. Well, God didn't make me for cold. He knew I didn't like cold. That's why he put me in
Nigeria.
And the prophet, I mean, the what do you call these people? The meteorologists, whatever. They made all kinds of.
I want to watch in Sabi. Ojo ojo ti ma ri o wa be si ni so lorisirisi.
Thank God I have witnesses here.
Adupe lowo Olorun pe mo ni awon eleri ni.
I told my children who went with me.
Mo so fa ma bi to tele mi lo.
You want? They said it's going to snow. It's going to snow.
Oni eh yin ma ma wo ni.
I said no problem, the snow can fall after I'm gone.
Oni iya o se o kan ba ba ti kuro nbe. Come and see
while I'm here.
I'm over there. I'm about to buy one.
Snow, you just stay where you stay there.
Hey, what you mean? Shut the door. See me talk right now.
Throughout the period I was there, they, according to them, you can check this one. They had the record high temperature.
Ne bogba koko ti a wa ni be. One ne fito ni leti. Nínú àkọsílẹ̀ mọ̀ pé wo ìtì rí àkókò tó gbooru bí àkókò yẹn rí.
I left on Friday.
A kúrò ní ọjọ́ Jímọ̀.
By Saturday morning, the snow began to fall.
Ní àárọ̀ ọjọ́ Sátidé, àṣìyí yìí ẹlẹ̀, ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rọ̀.
I think many of you Christians, you have lived this kind of jellyfish life for too long.
Ẹ ọ̀pọ̀ àwa Kristẹni. Èyí tí a ti ń gbé ìgbé ayé jẹbẹjẹbẹ wa yìí ó tó gẹ.
It's time for power.
Ó tó kòkò fagbára.
Let me hear you say power.
Power.
That is why we want to have anointing service tonight.
Èyí ni ẹja fífẹ́ ní ìsìn ìfòròyàn ní alẹ́ yìí.
So that when you come again,
nígbà tó bá tún padà dé,
you will return with joy.
Amen. Oh, padà wá pẹ̀lú ayọ̀.
I said, oh, daddy.
O ti pe daddy.
Since Congress 2003.
Eh, lati Congress 2003.
Things changed.
Pe oh, gbogbo nkan ti yi padà.
Even the devils are now subject to me.
Satani papa ti wa tẹri ba fun mi.
That's what the disciples said in Luke 10 verse 17.
Oh, ti awon me yin so ni ninu we Luke. Ori kewa seketadilogun.
He came rejoicing, said, Lord.
Oh, wa pelu ayo ti pe Oluwa.
We didn't know we too could do it.
Awa na mo pa le se.
Even the devils are now subject to us.
Satani papa tẹri ba fun wa.
Ask what is going to be your new song.
Amen. Eyi ni ore tutun re yo je.
I mean, first of all, hear somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout it with power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, from now, whatever you do, you will do it with power.
Lati si lo ko to ba se.
When you sing with power. When you pray with power. When you command demons, you command them with power. So lift your voice to the Almighty God. And say, Father, anoint me heavily tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anoint me heavily tonight.
I'm
tired of being an ordinary Christian.
I
want to be a powerful child of God. If power belongs to my Father, why must I be powerless? Why must I be powerless? When all power in heaven and on earth belongs to my daddy, why must I be powerless? Anoint me heavily tonight, Lord. Anoint me like never before. Anoint me heavily tonight. My Lord and my Savior, anoint me heavily tonight. Karma shikeke to rundra momo hoko tonda. Anoint me heavily, Lord God Almighty. I want to live here. Heavily anointed. By my powerful Father. Almighty God, I'm ready. Anoint me heavily. Heavily for your service. Anoint me heavily tonight. My head is waiting, Lord. Pour your fresh oil. Heavily. The child of a king is a prince, Lord. And your word says, where the word of the king is, there is power. From now on, where my word is, let there be power. Anoint me heavily, my Lord and my Savior. Prove to the world that you are my daddy. Prove to the world that I am your son. Anoint me heavily. Anoint me tonight like you've never done before. Heavily, my Lord and my Savior. Anoint me heavily. Anoint me heavily tonight, Lord. Anoint me heavily tonight. Pour your fresh oil on me, my Lord and my Savior. Anoint me heavily. Powerful God, anoint me with your fresh oil from above. My head is waiting. I'm ready. Daddy, I'm ready. Anoint me heavily. Ramakushiki renda ramahiki tunde moko tundai. Anoint me heavily tonight. Oh yes, Lord, anoint me heavily tonight. Anoint me heavily tonight. Kekiro monko rundra mamahiki kiro moko shanta. Thank you, Jesus. I'm tired of being a powerless Christian. How can I bring glory to you when I'm powerless? Anoint me heavily tonight, Father. Anoint me heavily tonight. Anoint me even now. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that as your oil will touch my head today, power will come. As the oil touches my head, my Lord and my God, let there be power generated in me. Oh, Ramoko Sheke Keto Romoko Tonda. The Kendo Romoko Runke Rema Shanka Tunde Kirendo Romoko Runde Momoko Sheke Tanda. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your holy name. Yes, Lord, anoint me heavily tonight. To the glory of your holy name, anoint me heavily, 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 Father. Yes. Tired of being a powerless Christian. Tired of jellyfish existence. I want you to put strong bone in my backbone, Lord. Put steel in my backbone. Anoint me heavily for your glory. That the world may know that I'm truly your child, that you are the one who sent me. Anoint me heavily tonight, Father. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Let me turn a different person. Let me turn a different person. Let me turn a different person. I want to sing a new song of power, my Lord. I want to sing a new song of power. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So, Father, we want to thank you.
Baba, adupe lowo re.
Because the hour of power has come. Because tonight, Lord, we are going to do a new thing. In all our lives, you're going to anoint us. You're going to empower us. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Father, glory be to your holy name. At the end, we shall give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus Christ will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Bibeli wipe, Jesus wipe. Emi mo yo baptize wa pelu agbara tinu.
The Bible says Bibeli Jesus will baptize you.
Jesus yo baptize wa
with the Holy Spirit.
Pelu emi mo
and with fire.
Atinu.
So I want you to cry to the Almighty God.
Ori pe mo fe ko ke pe Olorun Olodumare.
And I don't see how you can pray this prayer sitting down.
Mi o si mo bo se le gba ru adura yi ni joko.
And said, Lord, set me aflame for you.
E Oluwa,
I want to leave here a fire brand for you. Set me on fire, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You better open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Say, Father,
oh, we pray, Baba.
From today, don't let me ever suffer another defeat. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. From today, because of your power that is now resident in me, don't let me ever again suffer another defeat. Till I see you in glory. Never again, Lord. Never again another defeat. Never again. Oh, yes, Lord. Never again. The word says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Never again. Don't let me ever, ever again suffer another defeat. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Never again will I suffer a defeat. Till I see you in glory. Never again. Never, never, never. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every day. Let me live in dominion. Let me live in victory. Absolute and complete. Never again to suffer defeat, Lord. Oh, thank you, my Father. Ramoko shiket and ramoko. Ronde keke ramoko tonda. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now you are going to command.
Oh, Pachanisi.
Because if you believe that power has come now, you should use the power. You're going to command that every plant that God did not plant in your body, in your home, in your business, in your church, in your ministry, in your village, in your town, in your state, in your nation, be uprooted now. Say it as if you mean it. That in the mighty name of Jesus, because of the power vested in me by the Almighty God, I hereby decree every plant that my Father did not plant, that is in my body, in my body, in my flesh, in my blood, in my brain, in my family, in my home, every plant that my Father in heaven did not plant, in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, in the ministry God had committed into my care, every plant that my Father did not plant, in my village, in my town, in my state, in Nigeria, in Africa, everywhere where the Redeemed Christian Church of God is, every plant that my Father did not plant, I command be uprooted now. It's a decree. A decree of the Most High God passing through my lips today. Every plant that my Father did not plant, a decree now, be uprooted. Be uprooted. Now. Remoko shandara makatunda. Every sickness, every disease in my system, in the system of my wife, in the system of my children, in the system of every member of my family, in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, every plant my Father did not plant, be rooted up now. That name that's above every other name, and the name of Jesus at which every knee must bow, I decree now, every plant my Father did not plant, be rooted up now. Be rooted up now. Be rooted up now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Amen.
When Joshua was fighting, and the sun was about to set, he commanded his son to stand still. The Bible said there had never been a day like that before. Today is a new day for you. So you are going to command your own son never to set. Say, my son, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you will never set. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the son of Adeboye will never set. It will only grow brighter. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree, my son will never set. Never. 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 To grow brighter day by day. The son of Enoch Adejare Adeboye, we never set, never, never. to only grow brighter every blessed day. My sun will never set till I see the Lord in glory. My sun will never, never set. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Everything you have decreed shall be established unto you. Every one of your requests are granted now in Jesus' name. Everything that will make your joy full, you shall receive now.
Hallelujah.
Every obstacle in your way shall become stepping stone to glory. Your enemies shall bow down before you. Your tormentors shall come to serve you. All those who say there is no way for you, just like nothing can stop an elephant in the jungle, if they don't clear out of your way, they shall be uprooted. I said they shall be uprooted tonight. Every enemy waiting for you at home, before you get home, if they don't repent, they shall be uprooted. Every enemy waiting for you in your place of work, if they don't repent before you get home, they shall be uprooted. Your sun shall never set. I say your sun shall never set. I command your sun shall never set. And you will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Oh yes, I decree it, you will serve the Lord.
Amen.
No matter how hard the devil may try, you will serve the Lord.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen. Ben, yori.
I say, so shall it be.
Amen. Ben, yori.
I'm decreeing it. So I say, so shall it be.
Amen. Ben, yori.
In Jesus' mighty name, I have decreed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.